Shaking it up with Sheikh Fayaz. Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. The holy month of Ramadan offers us perspective and clarity. With the isolation of all of those distractions in our day-to-day life, we realize that not only we have potential, but that we can reach that potential. With limited food, with limited drink, with limited sleep, we find many a times that our focus becomes razor sharp, that we're really able to identify the problems and the issues within our hearts, within our own souls, and start to work toward reconciling them. But the problem comes soon after the holy month of Ramadan as those distractions once again begin to pile up. And whereby that clarity is no longer evident, we see that being in a state of dedication and submission and worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes all that more challenging and filled with so many obstacles. And we find within the Holy Quran and within the traditions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu wa salam that amongst the greatest distractions within our lives is attachment to this world, or what is known as hubb ad-dunya. In the words of Ali ibn Abi Talib, he states, رأس كل خطيئة حب الدنيا, that the cause of all sin and vice and transgressions is love of this dunya. And oftentimes we throw around this word dunya and we translate it as this world, and that's what it is. But it's important to understand that the word dunya comes from the root word in the Arabic language, which is known as dana, which literally is translated as the low. To understand that this is not a world, these are not things within this life that we should be aspiring toward, but rather we should see this world as a stepping stone and as a tool for us to seek that which is absolute and that which is perfect and that which is filled with all values and all of the most metaphysical and sublime qualities, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understanding that this world is solely meant to be a means toward getting to an end. In the same way that fasting is a means toward getting to an end. In the same way that prayers is a means toward getting to an end. Every relationship, every friendship, every job, every communication that I have with anyone in this world is meant to be a means toward getting to an end. That end objective finally is proximity toward our Creator. But then also again to be in a state of recognition that which is within this world can be beneficial and it can be something that we enjoy. And many times people, they get really stuck in this paradox. Knowing that this world is not something that they should be attached to, can we actually benefit from it? Can we actually enjoy our time here? Should we enjoy our time here? Certainly, it's not the etiquette of the Prophet and his family, alayhim salam, to be miserable every single day. But it's actually to understand that everything that we have, as long as we're in a state of recognition that it's only a means toward getting to an end, is totally fine. It's not bad to eat good foods. It's not bad to go out to nice restaurants. It's not bad to spend a lot of money on vacations. But as long as we're understanding that all of it is solely a tool, and not to get so attached to it that it becomes the only final objective within our life, meaning the acquisition of worldly things, then we're going to be okay. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He states in the Holy Quran in chapter 28, verse 60, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاءُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا. Whatever things that you have been given in this world are only a provision and its adornment. Meaning that we can benefit and we can enjoy from the things within this world. Al-malu wal-banun zinatul hayat ad-dunya. In another verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that wealth and children are solely an adornment for this world. But as long as the wealth and the children and all of the other nice acquisitions that we gain in this dunya and this temporary corporeal existence of ours are solely a means by which we utilize it to seek closeness toward God, then we're good. And then again, not only to reject in terms of the benefit that we might attain from these things, But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَمَا إِنَّ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. But that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far better. Only if we reflect. Let me give you this example. When we are fasting for the entire day during the holy month of Ramadan, and we're getting ready to sit down on our tables, getting ready for iftar to break our fast, oftentimes we spend 16, 17, 18 hours of that day craving what it is that we're eating at the time of iftar. And we're thinking about it the entire day, and we can't really focus at school nor at work because the only thing on our mind is that meal that we're so excited to eat at the end of the day. Finally, we get to that meal and we begin to eat, and we realize that our stomachs don't even have the capacity to eat that much. So we only take a couple of bites, and that craving that we were having for that particular food doesn't taste nearly as good as it tasted at 4 or 5 p.m. when you were really craving it, but you were unable to eat it because you were fasting. Nonetheless, we take the benefit from it during the course of those few morsels that we put into our body, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really manifest that real craving that you had in the first place. And you get a little bit disappointed. And this probably happens to many of us during the holy month of Ramadan, and really throughout the year. We might be desiring something, then we go and we spend a lot of money to go and purchase that food, but once you begin to eat it, it doesn't taste nearly as good as that which was appearing in your mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse of the Holy Quran, He states again, وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاءُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا. That which we give you is a benefit and a provision and something that you can enjoy in this world, and it's an adornment of this world. Enjoy it. It's good. But, وَمَا إِنَّ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. And know that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, and that which is with God, meaning in the world beyond this one, is not only better, but it's far longer lasting. Think about the greatest moments within your life. The day that you graduated college, the day that you got your first paycheck, the day that you got married, the day that you had your first child. All of those specific moments within our lives, they mean something. They mean something, and really they bring a lot of joy many a times to our lives. But oftentimes with every single one of those joys is also a piece of anxiety. Who's going to pay for this wedding? Is my child healthy? You finally got your first job and you're wondering, how are you going to start paying all your bills? The first time you graduate any academic institution, be it one's bachelor's degree, master's degree, you start thinking about, oh man, now I need another job. We're always needing more. We're always desiring more, but when it comes to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in the world beyond this one, it's better in terms of the joy that you attain from achieving it and attaining it. And not only that, it's far longer lasting. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, it's just going to bring that sense of eternal peace, while in this world, no matter how much we get, we're never satisfied because of our attachment to it. Which is why Ali ibn Abi Talib states, رَأْسْ كُلُّ خَتِيَةَ حُبِّ الدُّنْيَا. Again, the cause of all sin and transgression is love of this world, is attachment to this world, the desire to only attain more and more and more without ever being satisfied. It's really, really dangerous. Which is why we go forth and we see in a tradition from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he states, مَثَلُ الدُّنْيَا كَمَثَلِ مَا الْبَحْرِ كُلَّمَا شَرَبَ مِنْهُ كُلَّمَا شَرَبَ الْمِنْهُ الْأَتْشَانِ أَزْدَادَ أَتَشَى حَتَّى يَقْتُلُهُ. He states the example of the world is that of seawater. The more a thirsty person drinks from it, the thirstier he becomes until it kills him. Again, this obsession with this world, this obsession with only attaining more and more and more without any sense of recognition that real happiness and real contentment will never come from wealth, will never come from any worldly, bodily, corporeal gain within this dunya. In a supplication from Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, he states, Ilahi, ukhruj hubb ad-dunya min qalbi. in a really important dua, in a really important line, which everyone during the holy month of Ramadan, we should try to utter it as often as we can. Ilahi, ukhraj hubb ad-dunya min qalbi. Oh Allah, remove the love of this world from my heart. Because one's heart can only attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will really bring it peace. In that tradition, as we've mentioned before, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he states, Al-qalb haram Allah, fala taskun fi haram Allah, ghayr Allah. That the heart is the sanctuary of God. So do not allow for anything to live in it except for God. It doesn't have the time to be consumed with everything within this world, only with attaining acquisitions. But understanding that during the holy month of Ramadan, we're able to accomplish so much with so little when it comes to our bodies. And that's supposed to set up for a framing for ourselves to really understand that we have that ability to practice in that way, not only during the holy month of Ramadan, but every single day of our lives, far beyond this blessed month, to really being in a state of understanding that we cannot allow for ourselves to be so attached to this dunya without any sort of recognition of attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to make sure that we are not moving through this world and only enjoying it to the extent of such obsession, to the neglect of our prayers, to the neglect of our worship, to the neglect of our submission, to the word, the neglect of attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we've mentioned so many times now, time and time again, it's all about sincerity. Where we are in relation to where we need to be. Am I fasting for any other purpose other than God? Well, then I'm not fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's a problem in terms of me really being able to attain taqwa, for me to really be able to attain that sense of God consciousness that I'm aspiring. We need to be a people who are allowing for ourselves to not get so consumed. Someone might ask, how is it that we do that? Again, it starts with our minds. It starts with a sense of consciousness and recognition. Why am I fasting during the holy month of Ramadan? Why do I pray? What is it that God has given me to spend time in reflection, to spend time in contemplation, to really understand that if we are so attached to the extent that we can go through the entire day fasting without any thought of God during the course of these 17 or 18 hours, that literally we are abstaining from food and drink and exhausting ourselves, but God is not part of the equation, but the only thought that comes to our mind is, this is going to be really healthy for me, or I'm trying to lose weight and that's the reason why I'm fasting. Again, without God in the equation, it becomes really, really difficult, which is why we need to seek from God and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, to remove the love of this world that we have from our hearts. A second mechanism to really remove and eradicate this love and this attachment from our hearts is to do small things like seek forgiveness from God. A third thing that we can do is perform the night prayer, for instance. To spend time walking outside in the streets, looking up at the sun, looking up at the stars, and realizing how small we are in relation to the magnitude of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we can go and visit the graveyards and realize that we only have 70 or 80 years of life, and we need to make sure that we're maximizing the time that we are here in His service, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that will be a means for our growth. But it starts now. It starts today. It starts during these blessed days and nights of the holy month of Ramadan to really work toward eradicating that sense of attachment that we have so that we can really aspire toward that which is most important and understand that this dunya, this lowly world, is only a tool, is only a stepping stone toward getting closer toward our Creator. So always be in a state during the course of these days and nights to uttering these words of Ali ibn Husayn Zain al-Abidin, the great grandson of the Messenger of God, sallallahu alayhi wa ala, in which he states, Ilahi, ukhraj hubb ad-dunya min qalbi. O Allah, remove the love of this world from my heart. والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصل اللهم على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram @FayazJaffer and look out for him on Facebook.